showtime, folks!
Ooh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
Hello, welcome in. On this day, I'm alongside me, the one and only Daniel Brackman, and we got Colt Corey back at the Fan Run Studios. Yes, I said he's back at the Fan Run Studios because we took this show on the road tonight, Daniel. Overtime is live at Hops and Hollers. The great Hops and Hollers. We are anticipating, man, it's going to be underway really soon, too, anticipating a big number one. Yes, number one watch party here.
This is my first time here.
Yeah, you told me that. This is your first time here. I'm kind of surprised by that. I thought you were a cultured man. You've been around a few watering holes.
I'm fairly cultured. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I've been to my share of watering holes, that's for sure. Yeah, nice little join here.
It's a very nice place. Yeah. Been to Hops many and many a times, and this is going to be the happening place, as the kids would say. It's going to be lit. Anything else? What's some other adjectives?
I don't know.
You damn millennials.
I'm trying to think. You're a year older than me.
I know. It's the irony. Whatever adjective you can think of, I'm going to let you think for a little bit. Whatever it is, it's going to be the place to be tonight here. Tennessee goes on the road to that disgusting, weird, cursed, whatever you want to call it, gym that they have out there in Nashville. The number one Tennessee Volunteers go on the road to face the Vanderbilt Commodores tonight.
Yes.
The spiraling Vanderbilt Commodores, who are out to an 0-5 start in SEC play. And Tennessee, basically a complete 180 from whatever
Absolutely.
Vanderbilt is right now. But yeah, first game this season as the number one ranked team in both the AP and the coaches poll. First game, almost 11 years, was it 10 years, 11 months since the last time Tennessee had a game as number one overall in the country. And of course, the first game back then, after being ranked number one, you went on the road in the middle of the week to Memorial Gym to play Vanderbilt.
We don't speak of it. We do not speak of it.
It's a different time now, though.
Absolutely.
It is a much different time. Vanderbilt's not ranked in the top 20 like they were back then. Sean Foster isn't walking through that door. Festus Ezeli is not walking through that
Shane
door.
Shane Foster.
Shane, what I call him?
Sean.
Sean. Shane, Sean, whatever. The point is he killed us back then. But he's not walking through the door tonight. Number one Volunteers. Trying to get 11 years late redemption in a way, I guess. I don't know how much the current team even thinks about that game back then. I'm pretty sure they don't. But maybe they've been hearing about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you try to, I know at least for the fan base side of things, I would like to exorcise some demons from a decade ago. Go in there, make sure you hold on to number one for more than just one game this time.
I want to smack them.
I hope so. I hope so. We'll give our predictions before tip-off, certainly. But early thoughts on this game as far as the standpoint of, are you a little nervous, DB?
No.
Got some butterflies.
I'm not.
I have a little.
Why is that?
Just because, man, I've seen this play in two games. Because, yeah, you did keep the number one ranking the last time up until the weekend you played Kentucky at home. But that's it. It's only going to be the third time. It's something I'm not used to. And you're walking into that rigged gym. How are they allowed to get away with the stuff in that gym? Yeah, benches at the ends of the court. The coaches aren't allowed to pace up and down the sidelines. I mean,
it makes it harder to coach.
Yeah. I don't know how they can get away with it. They have the weird baskets. It's like you walk in there. If you didn't see a basketball court on the arena, you would think you're walking into an opera house the way it's set up. Now, certainly, I have to give them credit. It's a cool place, but it's rigged. But also, that hasn't stopped the Tennessee Volunteers from winning three of the last four trips to Memorial Gym. You won the last two, by the way. You won in dominating fashion last time you went there. Remember that? Grant Williams dropping 37 points?
Absolutely.
Grant Williams drops 37 points again. It may be a 45-point win this time.
I hope so.
You're facing,
I would hope so.
Facing,
hope so.
Facing a much worse Vanderbilt squad this time around for sure. But you know what? Still on their own SEC play. Anything can happen. I hope we walk the dog on them.
I do too.
I mean, I think we all hope that. But we will see what really happens once tip-off gets here. I want to go back to the fan-run studios just for a second. Cole McCormick, do you hear me, sir?
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
Oh, how you feeling there without us, man? This is something we haven't attempted before.
You know, it is a little odd, but I'm enjoying it. I got the studio to myself. I made me a cup of coffee. I got SportsCenter going right now. So it's good back here in the studio.
I can smell that cup of coffee right now.
It tastes delicious.
Popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is popcorn at Hops and Hollers. I think for a dollar you can get you a pretty good size bag of popcorn, by the
way.
Pretty good size bag of popcorn. But, Cole, before we hit this break here, because I did get a little late start, had to deal with technical issues, you know, setting up the remote equipment and everything, but we were good to go. But before we hit the first break of the program tonight, Cole McCormick, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Daniel Brackman. Are you a little nervous about tonight's game? Just a little.
I guess yes, in a way, just because Memorial can trip you up. But the thing I go back to is they don't have a sharpshooter like they usually do. Their team is not as good as it has been in the past few years, and this is probably the best Tennessee team, if not one of the best Tennessee teams in the history of the program. So I feel good about it. I hope we don't have another Alabama game on our hands tonight. But I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, we will have to wait and see, but the good news is you don't have to wait that much longer to see. Tip-off at approximately 7 o'clock, 7:04, 7:05. Things will actually get tipped off. Come out here to Hops and Hollers. Plenty of time to get here to socialize and congregate with the rest of the crowd here. It's starting to fill up slowly here. It's going to be a lot of great personalities from Fan Run Radio. The Godfather, Nate Hodges, he told me he's on his way here. John Reed's going to be here. I think Russell W. Smith is going to be here as well.
I think Sellers is coming too.
The new drive intern. Yeah. Going to be a lot of familiar faces here. Come on down here. It's going to be a great time. Take part in the watch party down here at Hops and Hollers. We have to take a quick break here. We'll be back with a lot more overtime. On the other side, 865-546-8200 is our number if you'd like to get on the show with us here this evening. We'll take this quick break and be right back here on Fan Run Radio. We're back here on location. Overtime is rolling along here, live from Hops and Hollers. Bigger crowd starting to arrive here in anticipation of Tennessee versus Vanderbilt. Tip off at 7 o'clock here. Plenty of TVs to watch it here. I made a little bit of a boo-boo, DB.
Yeah.
I unplugged one of the TVs. Yeah. Plugged out the power source. That is my bad.
One less TV. These loyal
people. We're going to fix it. You can put the entire blame on me.
I hope so.
Thankfully, it's not the main TV.
That's facts.
That'd be really bad, but we're going to reconnect it, though. But if you want to see
my... There's the Godfather himself.
Yeah, if you want to see my mess up here, you can come over to 937 North Central Street in Old North Knoxville. Hops and Hollers, man, they've been with us for so long here. Love the people here. And what we got on tap tonight as far as food truck goes. Of course, you always got different food truck every night of the week here at Hops and Hollers. Ooh.
It looks good.
Oh, pronounce that for me.
The name of the food truck?
Yes.
Oishi.
Oishi. We're going to go with that. It's O-I-S-H-I-I. Oishi Knox. Ooh, got a lot of good Japanese grub right here.
Got spicy Japanese chicken.
Listen to some of this stuff. Yeah, you got the spicy Japanese chicken. You got the orange chicken plate.
Yep.
Ooh, love some orange chicken. Sweet thigh. Chili. Sweet thigh chili chicken plate. Ooh. Thai. My bad. Thai.
My mouth is watering.
Ooh, man, a lot of good stuff here. And, of course, we're at Hops and Hollers. You got over 32 beers on tap right now. Maybe a little bit more.
I've already perused that beer menu already.
You've been looking through the menu?
Liking what I'm seeing, yeah. I've seen a lot of Nashville, a lot of Knoxville, a lot of local beers.
Over 20 on tap from the great state of Tennessee here at Hops and Hollers. Yeah, you got 30-something on tap here. If you don't see something on tap you liked, well, the good news for you is you have literally over 100 bottles and cans in the massive fridge here to choose from. So you're going to find your beverage of choice here, Hops and Hollers, for sure. For sure here.
For
Rolling
sure.
along here, getting back into action, though, as the crowd continues to pile in here, and like you even said, Daniel Bratman, we got the Godfather, yes. Nate Hodges himself here.
I thought he came in with some food or something.
He might have already took a gander at the Japanese food truck.
Might have.
It smells good.
It does smell good.
It does smell good.
Popcorn's lethal.
Man, ain't going to be able to last. But while we're back on topic of the game here as it gets a little closer, let's talk about some of the matchups you're more looking forward to see now. This game right now. Oh, here comes Brandon Orick. There's Brandon Orick from the drive walking in here at Hops and Hollers. Points at us.
All right.
That was
good to see you too.
Very aggressive. Didn't even wave at us. That's very nice. Getting back to some of the matchups, though. Looking at this game before the season started, it was a lot different outlook because Vanderbilt did have the services of one Darius Garland, who was already projected to be a lottery pick in the NBA, the fantastic point guard. He has an early season injury. He's out for the rest of the season. He announced that he will be going to the NBA draft last night.
Shocker.
So they're without that deadly weapon, and of course, that's one of the reasons they've been on such a spiral right now. It's one of the reasons they're 0-5 in SEC play. The only competitive game they've had in conference play so far, they let a double-digit home lead in South Carolina completely fall apart. So they lost a close one in South Carolina. A lot of other games, man, they just haven't shown up, especially the last game against Mississippi State. However, there's a lot of talent on that team. Thinking about Chateau, he's going to be a big matchup, potentially a matchup problem for Kyle Alexander. If I know Dante Hall, man, kind of ate his lunch a little bit when the Vols took on Alabama, had a good game against him. Hopefully Kyle can have a bounce back game. But you got a Toy as well. He's a good shooter.
Absolutely.
Matt Ryan, and no, not the Matt Ryan that plays for the Falcons. Another Matt Ryan, another good shooter for Vanderbilt. Starting point guard Saban Lee. He can be a handful as well. So there's still a lot of talent on this Vanderbilt team. Raise the question to you, Daniel Brackman. Which player on Tennessee's side are you looking forward to the most to potentially have a great game, a bounce-back game? What are you looking forward to?
I'm going to have to go with Jordan Bowden, not a bounce-back game, just to have a great game. You know, he was struggling from the three earlier on in the season, figured out other ways to score, cutting to the basket, getting nice mid-range shots. So I'm looking for him to have a great game tonight.
Yeah, he's certainly been, I mean, still a leading contender, I would think, at this point in the season to be the SEC Sixth Man of the Year, which is kind of crazy, too. Another guy coming off the bench, that is your defending SEC Sixth Man of the Year, Lamonte Turner. Both of those guys averaging double digits off the bench, and arguably that's your fifth and sixth best overall players, and they're having such a big impact for you. Jordan Bowden, of course, has been huge. I mean, all you have to do is look at the stats, and that'll back that up. Man, he made a crucial shot to stop the bleeding against Alabama and to kind of get Tennessee back in the flow of that one. Admiral Schofield, terrible game. 4-17 from the field. Thankfully, the shots that he did make were in the big crunch time when you absolutely need to make them. Do you expect him to have a big-time type of performance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also, look for Jordan Bowden to have a big game defensively as well. Vanderbilt is 31 of 110. That's 28.2% from the three in their last five games.
They have been struggling.
But there's more. There's more.
Oh, keep
them
coming.
Also, they are 59 of 116. Do the math for you. That's 50.9% from layups. Layups. They are 50% from layups.
If you're making half your layups.
That's bad.
That's very bad.
That's bad.
I'm going to take a gander.
That's day one stuff.
You're getting the stats off of old Will Warren, Show Me My Opponent, are you not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, good piece, too. You want to do some late before game reading here. Will Warren always does a fantastic job with Show Me My Opponent. It is live right now at FoxSportsKnoxville.com. And really, when you look at Will's piece,
he did a great job.
Oh, he always does a great job. But the only thing that really is concerning off the paper, on paper, excuse me, about Vandy is their transition offense. I mean, that's like the only good thing. Like they do absolutely excellent. But like you said, you brought up those other stats.
They find those open shots.
They've been struggling on offense. They're okay at some points on defense. You can break down all the stats that you want to, and certainly if you want the complete statistical breakdown, go over there and look at Will Warren's piece. But, man, they've just been a bad team.
Yep, absolutely.
They've just been a bad team. And I mentioned all the talent.
Just a bad fundamental team.
All the talent that they still have, even with the loss of Darius Garland, they should not be 0-5 in the conference right now.
No.
And this is Bryce Drew's third year. It's hard to believe he's already been there 3 years. Vandy fans are already kind of wanting to run him out of town a little bit. Some of them are. Not all of them. But you think by year three, with the recruiting that he's done outside Darius Garland, you would think that you would have a more competent team.
That's just unfortunate for him because that was such a great get. He's a Brentwood Academy kid, really close to Vanderbilt. And, you know, injuries happen, and it just bit him in the butt.
Yeah, it's bit them very hard right now. I want to run through some other games on Vanderbilt's schedule here. I already talked about how they've been 0-5 in SEC. We know that. Some of these other games here. Man, this is like earlier in the season, too. They've lost to Kent State at home. They lost by 15 to NC State. They had a neutral site, 11-point loss to Kansas State. And then, well, thankfully they were able to play Tennessee State, UNC Asheville at home to get some more wins. Starting out there, you didn't think they were going to be that bad.
Nope.
Home loss to Ole Miss. 19-point road loss to Georgia. Surprisingly hung tough at Kentucky. But still went down 56-47. Pitiful offensive performance. They blew that lately at South Carolina. In the last game, they had at home, mind you, Memorial Gymnasium, the arena that we're hyping up about being so rigged, and just weird things happen all the time. They just laid down. They just laid down and died in front of Mississippi State. And now you would hope that Tennessee can do something similar like that. But, man, it's just – there's been some certain games in that gym. It just gives you some pause right here.
Look for domination tonight.
I hope so. The line, it was at 8.5 earlier. Line's moved back up to 9.
Okay.
Do you think that's a little too 10? Low? It opened up about 12.
I'm surprised it went below 10.
It went all the way down to 8.5.
Okay, wow.
So thoughts on the line? Thoughts on the line being single digits? Yes, not even.
I mean, I would take the over in that confidently.
I think I would too.
Absolutely.
I think I would too. Even though we'll give our game predictions, like I said earlier, right before tip-off, too. I think it's not going to be a blowout right out the gates just because you are playing on the road. It's going to be one of those things that, man, you're number one team. You have the target on your back now. You just don't have the target in the SEC on your back. You have the target across the entire nation on your back as a team right now. You know they're going to give you the best shot possible. Then playing in front of that home crowd, which will be mainly orange, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't got
the family in attendance there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
How many are going?
4.
Ooh.
The siblings, the dad, and the uncle.
I hope they get to see you beat now.
I do too.
That'd be nice. We're going to go back to the Fan Run Studios real quick before we take another break. Get Mr. Cole McCormick's thoughts. Cole, any specific matchup you're looking for? Any player you're looking forward to have a big, big game tonight?
Yeah, I personally think it'll either be Jordan Bone or Jordan Bowden to really step up and have a big game. Even though Vanderbilt is not very good this year, they don't let you really get inside a whole lot like Grant and Admiral and Kyle like to do. Not saying that they can't do that because Grant, Admiral, Kyle are three of the best in the nation to get inside and get buckets, but I think you'll have to kick it out, let either Jordan Bone or Jordan Bowden or even Lamonte even. Pick up the slack and carry the team to a win.
That's someone else we haven't talked about having a lackluster game. Lamonte Turner, pretty much invisible against Alabama up until the very end, but thankfully, you know, two of the big points he had were those clutch free throws to bring
it
up.
Look for him to have a bounce back game, get a little spark going, get some momentum.
And let's talk about something obvious, too. I mean, he's been efficient all year. I'm talking about exploding tonight, Jordan Bone. This is a guy I remember as a true freshman 2 years ago, hometown.
From Nashville.
Hometown school. He went to Ensworth. Yeah, he went to Ensworth. Absolutely. He had a career high at that point against Vandy 2 years ago, and I don't remember his exact stats last time he went to Memorial, but he had another good game. Look for him to show out in front of his hometown crowd, too. I'm feeling more better about this game as we go on here. I think maybe almost losing to Alabama is probably the best thing for this team right now, because maybe – if you ended up steamrolling Alabama,
that showed the Tennessee team that people can play with you and are going to try their ass off to beat you.
And when you have a terrible game, especially a terrible second half where you shot under 30% from the field and you still end up winning, that separates elite teams from good teams. Did you see what Alabama did last night to Ole Miss?
Yeah.
21-point win.
I feel a lot better right now.
A lot better right now. But if you want to feel really good, be with a good crowd of people here. Still about 30 minutes till tip-off. Come on down here to Hops and Hollers. We're in Old North Knoxville at 937 North Central Street. Got a lot more people filing in right now. A lot of fan-run radio personalities as well. So come out and see them, see us here. We are going to be live until 8 o'clock. It's going to get a little rowdy here in hour number two. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. 865-546-8200 is our number to get on the phone lines here. We will be right back after this break.
Can you believe it?
Back here, Hops and Hollers, overtime continues here in hour number one, anticipating tip-off. From Memorial Gymnasium. Ooh.
23 minutes.
Memorial Magic. Ooh. Give me a break.
Yeah. Doesn't exist.
That's not an impossible place to win anymore. It used to be. A long time ago. Not anymore. Looking at some other hoops action last night. Going around here. Duke destroy Pittsburgh. Virginia destroy Wake Forest. Yada, yada. Close game with Michigan at home. Just a 2-point win over Minnesota.
Close one.
Think Michigan may be a paper tiger? You think they had a hangover from the beatdown they took in Madison?
Probably.
Maybe.
They did not look good at all.
No. SEC action. Mississippi State hung tough for a little bit. Kentucky ends up running away in rough. 76-55. The Cats over Mississippi State. I'm starting to worry about Kentucky getting good already.
Yeah, they started to heat up compared to their start at the beginning of the season.
Damn it.
Found some spark.
It's always going to be tough. Well, we'll cross the bridge going to Rupp when we get there. Another kind of surprising result. How about this? South Carolina now 5-1 the SEC, but just 10-8 overall. They get a 3-point close win over Auburn, who's now 2-3 in conference play.
Bad. What's going on, Bruce?
Is this more of a thing? And John Reed posed a question on Twitter last night. Is it more of Auburn being bad or South Carolina just really good and those terrible losses they had earlier in the regular season don't mean much now? Because I kind of think it's a little bit of both. Auburn, also, you have to remember, they're going to be without Austin Wiley for a little bit. Without that, they don't have a lot of length. And it's just the guards. I mean, they got Macklemore too, but I mean.
But how do you go from those horrible, horrible out-of-conference loss to starting – to this hot start that you're having in the SEC?
How did Frank Martin get South Carolina to a Final Four?
Okay.
It's weird, man, as a 10 seed.
Fair question.
Weird stuff there. Cole, I want to ask you this question, too, back there in the fan-run studios. What about South Carolina and Auburn? Or is this more of a Auburn is kind of overrated and they're suffering with the loss of Austin Wiley here? Or should we really be worried about South Carolina a little bit? Because I'm kind of confused. I'm conflicted.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tanner. I don't know. I think they have a good team. I think Silva is an absolute beast on the inside. I think they've got some good shooters. I don't know. I'm kind of torn. They beat Auburn, but before that, they hadn't really beat anybody of importance before that one. And it was in Columbia. I'll give them that. And, you know, a part of me also thinks Auburn isn't as good as a lot of people thought. You saw the way Kentucky just put an absolute beat down on them just a few nights ago. I think South Carolina, they're definitely better than we thought, but I'm not confident that they can beat us.
You would hope not, and you would hope that wouldn't be the case when you go down to Columbia to play them next month. And man, it's always a weird place to play. I feel like Tennessee has some good history there, but man, they always have like a good home crowd there, so that could be an interesting game once ever that arrives. And we mentioned it in the last segment too. I feel a lot better about almost losing to Alabama. I feel a lot better. Last night in Tuscaloosa, in Coleman Coliseum, 74-53, the tie took down a very good Ole Miss team. Hands Ole Miss just their second conference loss of the year. John Petty, still on fire, proving that, you know, it may have not just been a lucky thing. He dropped 30.
Is he still tweeting
TVA
about the refs?
Probably. He'll cry about that forever.
Yeah, he will.
Not a 30-burger for Petty last night. He did score 15, but off the bench, 6 of 10 from the field, including 3 of 6 from deep. So
50%, that's not bad.
I guess you're welcome, Alabama. You're welcome for us leaving him wide open on lost shots. Yeah, Alabama, man.
Ran a hot Ole Miss team out of the gym.
They did. And like we talked about too, this makes you feel a lot better when it comes to
absolutely.
Tennessee's overall performance. I mean, you should have blown them out.
You could never sleep on a team in the SEC.
I think you should have. I say, well, maybe you should have still won by double digits, like the way you played in the first half. But man, when they came out in that 16-0 run from the end of the first half to the start of the second half, I was getting really worried. But it turns out Alabama probably not that bad. Probably not that bad. So it's just the SEC, man. The whole middle of the pack, just a dogfight. It's a dogfight. It's a bunch of people beating the ever-living crap out of each other is what it is. And speaking of that, I mean, LSU in action tonight, they found their way into the top 25. They're undefeated in conference. They are the only other team that is undefeated in conference besides your number one Tennessee Volunteers. They got Georgia tonight in Baton Rouge.
That should be a,
win, I would think.
For them. Absolutely.
I would think so, too. Trying to see.
Tom Crean's going to get that Georgia team, though. In a few years, look out. Tom Crean, he's a good coach.
Yeah, he's a good coach. The only thing about him is, like, he's kind of he has, like, an up-and-down type of track record. I thought he'd already have him, like, ready to go this year. So, initially, I was afraid of facing Georgia. Then it turned out, nah. Only other SEC game tonight. Interesting here, two teams Tennessee's already taken care of.
Kansas, Martin, Missouri Tigers in hands. Play tough and pretty basketball.
Going on the road to Arkansas. I think Missouri's going to get handled on that one, probably.
Yeah.
If I had to bet, I think they get handled here. Ooh, still starting to fill up here at Hobson Hollers, if you can tell. A little more noisy in here. But that's fine. We have a good crowd here tonight. We're going to hit this break here. Go ahead and save some time for a last segment. Give you some game picks. Give you our final Tennessee Vanderbilt predictions. You still got plenty of time to get on down here to 937 North Central Street in old North Knoxville. Plenty of parking still available. The main parking lot fills up. You can just park on the street. Just park on the street. It's going to be okay. Come in here. Enjoy the over 32 beer selections they have on tap. 20 from the great state of Tennessee. And be a don't have anything you prefer on tap, you'll find yourself in the fridge where they have over 100 selections. And by the way, the Oishi Knox food truck, plenty of good stuff. I went over and talked to Nate for a second and smelled the food. I looked at the food. I'm getting very hungry. I didn't eat that long ago. I cannot wait to chow down on this good Japanese cuisine. We're going to hit this break here, 865-546-8200. To hop on the show with us as more people start to file in here at Hobson Hollers. We'll wrap up hour number one of overtime on the other side.
Most business.
Back here on overtime after a little bit of technical difficulties. We fixed it again, though. Well, I say we, the Godfather fixed it. Shout out to Nate for being on location. I don't know what we'd do if he wasn't here. But we're back.
We'd have been in trouble.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
We've been up a certain creek, if you know what creek I'm talking about, without a paddle.
What creek?
I'm not. nice try. We still have some time, though, in this first segment, so let's do some round table predictions here. Before we get to Tennessee, let's pick some of these other games about to take place tonight. Stay in the SEC here, Missouri at Arkansas.
Me first.
Yeah, go ahead and go first, Nicole.
Wow. I'm going to take Arkansas.
Okay.
Give me the Hogs.
Yeah, go with Arkansas as well. I don't know what the deal is with Konzo, that Missouri program right now. I do not think they're going to go into Bud Walton to get a victory. Got a top 25 matchup in the ACC here. Number 21 North Carolina State and against a familiar foe for Tennessee, number 23 Louisville. The Cards hosting the Wolfpack.
I'm going to take the Wolfpack.
Give me the Cardinals.
I got to go with Louisville too, man. Chris Mack's going to have that program rolling very soon. I mean, hell, who knows what's going to happen with this Louisville team in the ACC. Let's see what else is going on around the country here. Anything that's moving the needle. Not a lot. See what's in the Big Ten here. Yeah, not a lot of good stuff. Let's go ahead and pick Tennessee Vanderbilt. Let's see. Pick the game, give me a score, and how about this? Give me a leading score for the Vols.
All right, I'm going to take Tennessee in this one. Final score, correct?
Yep.
I'm going to say 82-65 Vols. and leading scorer, give me, I'm going to say Admiral.
Okay, Cole?
Let's see. I'll go 85-68 Tennessee. Leading scorer for me, I'm going to have to go with Jordan Bone, the Nashville native, returning home, playing in front of his home home city, home fans. I think Bone's going to have a big game.
I love that pick for Jordan Bone, Cole, because you kind of stole mine. But I'm still going to go with it, though. Falls get the win. Let me do a little more conservative. I'm going to say 78-65. I think that's fair. Tennessee still covers, and you know, great teams, championship teams cover, Daniel Brackman.
Speaking of covering.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Can't do it, bro.
And like I told Cole, leading scorer going to be Jordan Bone. He's going to replicate what he did his freshman season in Nashville. He knows he's going to have a lot of family, friends, a lot of former teammates probably there watching him. Mr. Bone's going to show out for sure. We're going to go ahead and take an early exit here, get some of this other stuff ready to go here for hour number two. Still time to get down to Hops and Dollars here. 937 North Central Street. Oh, it's starting to feel up. John Reed's in the house now. Oh, you know it's a party. Tip off in around 10 minutes or so here on ESPN2. Come down here, have an adult beverage. Have a nice meal from the Japanese food truck over here. We got hour number two of overtime coming up next. Stick with us here on Fan Run Radio.
God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.